Candidate A, and they stick that in the slot for Candidate A. But we've gotten lazy about it, and that's our problem. We've gotten lazy about it. We don't want to be bothered. And because we don't want to be bothered, the system is going to be corrupted by people who want the power for their own causes. Oh, top of the hour, news. Took me by surprise there. We'll be back with second hour of the Cup of Joe radio show here on the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. A body pulled out of the Euphrates River yesterday has been officially identified as U.S. Private Joe Anzac. He and two other soldiers were kidnapped in an ambush 12 days ago. Coalition forces continue to scour Iraqi neighborhoods in search of the others. On this, the fourth day of Lebanese shelling of a group of Islamic militants holed up in a Palestinian refugee camp near Tripoli, Lebanon issued an ultimatum: surrender or face severe consequences. The clash has cost at least 70 lives. Israeli soldiers early this morning raided homes in the West Bank and arrested more than 33 Hamas officials, including mayors, legislators, and a cabinet member. Israeli airstrikes continue in retaliation for Hamas rocket fire into Israel. In Iraq yesterday, 110 people were killed. In Baghdad today, 30 bodies were found scattered around the city's neighborhoods. An attack at a funeral procession in Fallujah this morning killed an additional 28 and wounded 55. Two more U.S. soldiers were killed in combat yesterday in the Anbar province. 88 U.S. forces have died in Iraq this month. Democratic leaders expect to present President Bush with a war funding bill by tomorrow. The House votes today on the $120 billion appropriation funding the Iraq and Afghanistan wars through September. It does not include language calling for a troop pullout. Three U.S. warships are heading to the Philippines to conduct exercises aimed at rooting out Islamic terrorists in the country. The ships carry 1,400 sailors and Marines. In northwestern Afghanistan, a roadside bomb today killed one Finnish peacekeeper and wounded four Norwegians. In the Kurdish territory of southern Turkey, six soldiers were killed today in a landmine blast. Another 10 were wounded. In Washington, the White House is urging visiting Chinese officials to improve the safety of food exported to U.S. consumers. That following a massive recall of pet foods made with poisoned Chinese grains. Today, toothpaste, and China is the second largest exporter of U.S. toothpaste, was added to the list of contaminated goods.
Monterey is the home of a new national radio voice. It's America Back on Track from the Quality News Network. Tune in weekdays at noon Pacific to this new national broadcast, a conversation with America designed to get our country back on track. America Back on Track features local and long-distance guests sharing global ideas on where we are, how we got here, where we want to go, and how we might get there. So take an hour out of your day to plug into the future, our future. Discover the solutions to the problems that have gridlocked our nation for all too long. Eschew the agenda-driven palaver of the left and the right. Tune into America Back on Track for honest talk about the important issues and how they can be resolved. America Back on Track, weekdays at noon on KRML, 1410 AM in the Monterey area, and streaming live online at QNNAmerica.com. America Back on Track, our ticket to a healthy and productive future.
For the first time, someone who died from toxic air pollutants released when the World Tower was collapsed has been placed on the list of 9/11 victims. Hundreds of rescue and cleanup employees have been sickened or died as a result of their work on the 9/11 site. Lawsuits continue to be filed. The FAA warned today travelers should expect even more flight delays than the 500,000 experienced last year. Predictions of bad weather and crowded flights contribute to the agency's forecast. Limited Brands decreased quarterly profits 46%. The company earlier this week announced it was selling many of its clothing retail divisions. Abercrombie & Fitch, however, says its quarterly profits rose almost 7% on higher sales at its upper-end retail stores. The company's shares rose 2%. A former secretary from the Coca-Cola company has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for plotting to steal the iconic soda's recipe and sell it to rivals. The Democratic-led House has adopted a bill giving the FTC power to investigate price gouging at gas pumps. The legislation outlaws station owners charging excessive prices or taking advantage of consumers. Light sweet crude is trading at $65.37 a barrel. More at QualityNewsNetwork.com.
This is a top to, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions of Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
Well, all right, and good day. Welcome to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network for a Thursday morning. Welcome aboard. Got a bunch of stuff to go through today, but I've been told that the vote is about to happen on the RAC bill. And there was some discussion that it might be a closed vote, but now we're hearing it's an open vote. And I hear Shrubby has just come on camera, and I imagine everyone in the chat room is double-tasking and listening to this program and watching C-SPAN, or throwing things at the TV, hopefully, and not the computer. Just remember where the focus of that anger is supposed to go. Don't be throwing it at your computer where I'm coming from. But anyway, it's all just so sad. What do you mean, no timeline? I know most of you out there probably caught Olbermann last night. I caught the video on Crooks and Liars last night, and he's, man, that boy knows how to nail it on the head, and he seemed to be exceedingly pissed off last night. Oh, and I'm told that Shrubby's taking questions. Oh, my. Does he have plants in the room? Dickhead. So, pardon me. I have trouble controlling myself. I'm not even watching the idiot, and I want to throw things at something I'm not watching. But anyway, I saw the most phenomenal documentary tonight. It debuted tonight, produced by the ABC, and you too can watch it online. And there's a link to the site on today's show post at foxedup.headonradionetwork.com. Now, it's just called Crude, The Incredible Journey of Oil. And this is a very, very schmick production. And they basically tell the story of how oil was made, I mean, as in the crude, and you follow the journey of a single carbon atom through the age of the dinosaurs and blah, 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 all the way up through today. And they explain very, very clearly how the level of carbon in the atmosphere is directly linked to the warming of the planet. And, I mean, it's just done beautifully. And it's done in such a way that, you know, someone who was not, say, up to speed on what's happening with this planet and could possibly be a denier would get fully sucked in because it's somewhat innocuous as far as where it's going when it starts, because it just goes through the science and the history of this planet and about the shale rock, which is a sign of it, and how, you know, many, 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 many moons ago on this planet, when the continents were all still kind of jumped up on top of one another, that we were in a hyper-greenhouse state where we had four times the carbon in the atmosphere that we had at the start of the Industrial Revolution. And how very much we are, for the first time, creating the situation mechanically that previously had taken tens of thousands of years to happen by nature. And it's just beautifully, beautifully done. And then I was waiting to see if they had to credit Tom Hartman, because part two of the documentary is The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. Ha ha ha. Wonder where they might have gotten that from. However, it's done on that same concept, or not concept, the fact that crude oil and fossil fuels are long-term deposits of stored sunlight that we now release at an incredible rate. And you can find the documentary, like I said, the link's on the blog post, but you can find it at abc.net.au/science/crude. It's 90 minutes long. It's available in a really, really schmick flash player, and whoever's done this website's done a brilliant job, coming from someone who builds websites. It's all completely done in Flash. It's a beautiful job. There's a forum there, which just started tonight. I mean, when I signed up to it, there was about five other people that had signed up in total. And like I said, it's really worth watching, and I think it's one of those, you know, for those people that you know that don't necessarily believe or are still doubters, have them watch this. Because unlike An Inconvenient Truth, it doesn't come in with the doomsday stuff straight away. It's almost two-thirds of the way through that you start to get into that. And they get into the, basically, the oxygenless deep seas that are created when you have over-fertilized seawaters and ecto and protoplankton producing at an alarming rate. And it's just, it's really, really something else to watch. I was very impressed. They've been plugging this thing for about a month leading up to this. And so I would suggest everyone, when you have a chance, after the hearings, after the vote, after all this other stuff, and you have 90 minutes and you want to just watch something that's really, really beautifully done and gives an amazing, just the amazing story of oil, the discovery, how our cities are now designed around the use of petrochemicals in cars. It's just, it's really, really good. But we're coming into our first break, and when we come back, we've got a caller on the line, which is very cool. We haven't had calls much lately, but I reckon it's usually because I'm just babbling and babbling and babbling, and everybody's just afraid to break my stride. So stick around, folks. When we come back here, we're going to go straight to the phones, and you're listening to Foxed Up on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice, and we'll see you right after this.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Quad Wally and Doofy are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Polar bears live in the Arctic, on the ice.
But the ice is melting because of global warming.
Some polar bears have to swim so far they drown. Baby bears have died.
When I'm old, when I'm 45, all the bears could be gone.
Grown-ups should do something.
If you're a grown-up, go to polarbearsos.org now. You can make sure polar bears are protected under the Endangered Species Act.
Please help them.
Girls on the Avenue. Back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. Ooh, we had Ralph going out and Ralph coming back. How cool. Mr. Richard Clapton. Couple of programming notes. Don't forget, tomorrow on this program, it's Friday, so that means it's Billy Shear's Music Day. And Billy has got an absolute corker this week. He's covering the one, the only, Jimi Hendrix. And I had a listen to the piece yesterday, and it is absolutely outstanding. You have to catch this. You will not want to miss it. And where he gets this old archived interview footage from, I have no idea. And not only that, Mark Levine today has a really, really special guest. I'm waiting to get the details on exactly who that is. I believe it's an FBI person of some shape or form, but I will give you that information when I get it. But at the moment, we got to go straight to the phones because we got David from California. Welcome to the program, man. Long time no speak.
Yeah, John, it has been a while, but I much appreciate your thinking and all of you that head on.
Well, thank you, man. And I know the time slot change makes it difficult for some people, but what can I do for you today?
What time is it the way you are?
It's just coming, it's getting up on, 20 past 1 in the morning.
Oh, my heavens. Well, the way I think all of us that listen to you guys and talk with you, what we have here in this country, maybe there too, is some very, very greedy, ambitious criminals that planned how to rig an election to get themselves into power and then to lie us into a war for their personal profits, to wipe out our treasury. And to us, that's become pretty much common knowledge. So it is just so dreadful that those that we have elected to represent us just completely hand over as much money as they want, give them total free rein to continue a war that is purely criminal. I keep wondering why.
I totally agree with you. Now, the difference here is the simple fact that we have mandatory voting, which makes it harder to fudge the results. The machines have not yet been installed, which makes a huge difference. But John Howard over here is not having a fun time. His lies to follow the U.S. administration into the war are backfiring on him. They've passed industrial reform legislation that has absolutely screwed workers. That's coming back on him. And the corruption with our Australian wheat board that was funneling $300 million into Saddam's coffers pre-war is now also starting to come back on him. And I think that, I feel a change in the air here at least, but I feel very sorry for the folks in the United States who are not being represented by the people that they voted in. It's becoming very, very clear that the Democrats don't have the spine that we tried to give them when we voted them in the last election.
Right, right. The way I piece it together is that these big corporations that are making a fortune in their no-bid contract with the government, that it's the Treasury of the United States, all of it is going quickly to them, plus billions that we borrow every week. And they share some of that with the Congress, all of the Republicans, and as many Democrats as are willing to put their hand out and accept it. So,
and the other thing, too, that, I don't know if you've ever read War is a Racket from Smedley Butler, where he basically explains how, the global private banks who back the governments have backed both sides of almost every war in history. And that, war is always a racket. It's never about freedom. It's never, or rarely about what they say it's about. It's always about making money or protecting money and interests. And this is something that we have to find a way to stop, and I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do that.
Well, I think we've got to make elections honest. I think we've got to have it where your vote will count, and then as much as possible, get the word out. Our free press has been devastated. I don't know what it's like in Australia, but here we have...
We're little America, man. We follow right along the same lines. And, if it weren't for the fact that we have the Australian ABC, which is owned by the people, we would have no very, almost no real journalism. The Australian public doesn't go to the major broadcasters for their news. They go there for their trivia. But when they want news about what's actually happening in the country, they go to the ABC.
Well, that's good that you have that. See, we have our Air America, and we have our head-on radio, and but for the most part, turning on a television is to be lied to. You misrepresent. They're there to do the bidding of the crooks that own them, and profit is driving that as well.
Oh, you've nailed it. You've nailed it on the head, and you know. I am one who actually believes that all the political wrangling that we constantly do, all the hard work that we all do to try and bring these things out into the open and whatnot, really is bordering on fruitless at this point. I really think what it's going to take is going to be, you know, what is basically considered, you know, a mandatory thing for the American people. When your government fails to represent you, you have to overthrow that government and start again. And I think that's really what needs to happen. And I'm just so afraid that the modern American is so fat and lazy and overprotected that they'll never get off their fat asses and actually go and storm the Capitol, which is what they need to do. I know it sounds really hard and radical, but it really isn't when you get down to it. The systems that we've been given for checks and balances are being completely evaded, distorted, and the Constitution's being basically used as a toilet roll. And it's time to take back control of our own government and our own destiny. I think it's the only thing that's left to do.
Well, I think this group has anticipated that day is going to come when people, so many, have no wages, no health insurance, and the billionaires getting so much more and stepping on them, that at some point they anticipate there will be a less than peaceful overthrow attempt. So they've hired thousands and thousands of Blackwaters. They've built prisons all over the world. And I think they pretty much plan to squash that as best they can. They've anticipated it. You know, they put a lot of planning into the criminal antics that they've been doing.
Oh, yeah. And you know, try and jail as many African American people as you can, because as we know, African Americans are very good about standing up for their rights. So the more of those you can remove from the system, the better it works for them. But I will not tell people to stop doing the work that they're doing, because it is still important. It is what will back up the inevitable. Otherwise, the United States is going to be something that's going to be history if we don't end up saving it. Is all I can think of at this point. I mean, how, you know, this nonsense has been going on so long. So many people have died, and you know, special interests. This feeds into the whole environment debate. Everything, because we have special interests that are trying that will do anything to protect their profiteering.
You know, it just seems like greed beyond comprehension. I mean, I don't think they're going to be a satisfied people. Those that are doing this, so much harm to so many, to grab everything. They keep thinking, the next billion I put in my pocket, that will make me happy. But it's not going to make them happy. That a void is never going to be filled for them. Just take.
You're absolutely right. You are so absolutely right. And, you know, I still believe, you know, I don't believe in a hell, but I do believe in karma. And I just, you know, something's got to come back to hit these people, you know, where it counts, some way, somehow. But, David, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour break. It's really good to hear from you again, mate. I'm so glad you rang in.
I tune into you all the time, and I very much appreciate your program. Thank you.
No worries, mate. We'll speak with you soon, and take care of yourself.
Okay, bro.
All right, everybody. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour break here, and I'll save today's track of the day for going into the next break, and you're going to love this. We're not doing music today. We actually got a bit of what would be classified as spoken word. I call it just a damn funny rant. But you'll have to stick around for that. So you're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. And this is the show where we turn the conversation to conservation. Boy, that's a tongue twister that I set Bob up for my voiceover, wasn't it? So stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters. All you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. California campus labor activism is heating up this week. 11 students at Stanford University were arrested as they sat in at the university president's office to demand that Stanford end the use of sweatshop labor to make university-branded clothing.
11 students were taking part in the protest that occupied President John Hennessy's office for roughly 5 hours on Tuesday. Students have been protesting for nearly 3 months to pressure Stanford into making sure all university-sanctioned clothing is produced sweatshop-free. As the students held their sit-in, more students gathered outside, some fully clothed, others topless, and a handful fully nude. Hennessy's assistant, Jeff Wetchel, said the president had plans to meet with the students on May 29th. The students were charged with trespassing, which holds a $500 fine or 3 months in jail.
WIN's Jesse Russell filing that report. And at UC Davis on Wednesday, WIN spoke with American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 3299's William Schlitz during the occupation of a building there protesting outsourcing of university food service jobs.
I'm in UC Davis campus in Merak Hall, which is the main administration building, and students and community supporters have taken over a room in Merak to demand that UC end their practice of outsourcing on-campus jobs and make those persons that are performing those food service jobs university employees.
Single-payer health care is the issue that inspired the California Nurses Association to bring its 75,000 nurses into the AFL-CIO this week. CNA President Roseanne DeMauro says it was the AFL-CIO's commitment to establishing a national universal single-payer health care plan that cemented her union's long-considered affiliation with the AFL-CIO rather than with the SEIU or Change to Win. SEIU is willing to consider any health care reform that covers the uninsured but has not endorsed single-payer universal coverage. With a guest worker program still in the immigration bill, the U.S. Senate has pushed back a vote on immigration reform to June. Organized labor, for the most part, is against a guest worker program, arguing that it exploits workers while denying them a path to full citizenship that would give them full labor rights. Democrats say the immigration reform provides a tough but fair path to citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrant workers living in the U.S. The AFL-CIO says a guest worker program will guarantee a steady flow of cheap labor from workers who would essentially be indentured workers too afraid of being deported to protest substandard wages, benefits, and unsafe working conditions. A massive new database created by the immigration bill in Congress would be created through employers submitting identifying information on 150 million workers to the Department of Homeland Security. Expansion of the employee eligibility verification system is raising civil liberties red flags. The data includes photos of workers, and workers failing a database check could be denied jobs.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and let's see if that stupid IP thing happens to me again tonight. That's been happening regularly. It'd be like in the next 5 minutes. Anyway, for those of you that follow the environmental thing internationally, you probably have heard about this utterly bogus deniers documentary that was aired on Channel 4 in the UK a couple of months ago called The Great Global Warming Swindle. Now this is one of those
President Bush isn't listening to us.
It's time to end the war.
Congress passed a plan to end it
and bring our troops home.
But the president vetoed it.
We want Congress to know
we are with you.
Don't back down to President Bush.
Send him the same bill again and again.
We, the people, will stand with you, because stopping a president who believes he can do no wrong
takes people with courage to do what's right.
I'm John Edwards, and I approve this message.
Wednesday night prayer meeting on Head On with Bob Kincaid opens up a whole new realm of spirituality. Touch others, reach out, and touch faith. Join Brother Bob every Wednesday night for prayer meeting services here in the Tabernacle of Common Sense. Only on the Head On Radio Network and chat at headonradionetwork.com.
Hey, have you got a minute?
Huh?
I'm going to say a word. You tell me what comes to mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Tchaikovsky.
Gesundheit. Okay, what's the word?
No, see, that is the word. What does Tchaikovsky make you think of?
I don't know. Allergy season?
Hey there, how you doing?
What's up?
Who's Martha Graham?
She invented the graham cracker.
No kidding.
Yeah, before her there was only soda crackers.
Hard to imagine. Hey, young lady.
Yeah?
Does the name Man Ray mean anything to you?
Duh. The man ray is a kind of poisonous jellyfish, and it lives in the Gulf of Mexico.
Aha!
It's very deadly.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Tchaikovsky's music, Martha Graham's dance, and Man Ray's photography. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
All right, buddy. I'm back. Sorry, that's my bloody provider. Stupid. I got to have a conversation with them. This could not go on. But anyway, as I was saying, this Dalton dork, says that there's still debate on whether humans cause climate change. What a load of shit. Pardon my French, but that's garbage. And there's a journalist here, his name is Andrew Dolt, who is a complete global warming denier and just says that we're a bunch of wackos trying to kill business. Well, I call him, his name is Andrew Bolt. I call him Andrew Dolt, or we refer to him kindly as the village idiot. This guy is a moron. And when I responded to one of his pieces on his blog, funny, my response never got published. It's the only time I've ever had a comment on any Sydney Morning Herald blog not be published. And I invited him for a confrontation on this very show. No email response, no nothing. The offer still stands, you village idiot. Bring it on. And I want to know, who's paying your extra income, please? Because I can only think that it's the coal industry, or you have financial interest in some industry that is doing the damage. And as far as I'm concerned, you're an ass. And please come on my show so that I can say that to you directly. But anyway, I want to get to today's track of the day because this is just too much fun. I've been thinking about playing this for ages. It's not a musical track. It's not a musical track. It's off a live music album. It's Country Joe McDonald, and this is from an album called Incredible Live, which I would suggest purchasing. It's a classic. There's an Amazon link on today's show post. And this is actually an in-between songs story slash rant, but it's really a story. It's hysterical. And for those of you with the faint of heart, there is a brown word, I warn you, but I wasn't going to edit it because it's crucial to the story. So without further ado, please kick back and listen very closely to one of the funniest bits of audio I think has ever been put on record. You know what I mean? Live. Roll it, Agnes.
Give me an F.
F.
Thank you. About 2 years ago, I was still with the Fish. We played Worcester, Massachusetts, and did the fuck show like we usually do. I did. And nothing particularly strange happened. Then we went to Boston to play the Boston Garden the next day. What we didn't know was that the Worcester police had called the Boston police, told them we were coming. And when we got there, we met by 75 uniformed police officers with guns, clubs, and mace, and three lieutenants and a captain, 25 plainclothesmen, a guy in a trench coat, three squad cars and a paddy wagon. And they wanted to know where I was. They finally found me, and captain said to me that he wanted me to know this wasn't Worcester, you know. I told him I knew that. I knew it was Boston. He said, well, we just wanted to tell you not to say it here. I said, what's it? And he said, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't know what you mean. He said, yeah, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't know what you mean. He said, yeah, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't know what you mean. So the lieutenant took me aside to explain to me what was happening, you know. He said, don't say it here. I said, what's it? He said, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't know what you mean. He said, yeah, you know what I mean. We did that for a long time, you know. And I knew what they meant, you know, but I wanted to hear him say it. But I didn't know. It was my own ignorance because I didn't know at that particular time they have a national law that cops can't say fuck on duty. So finally the captain just said that if we did anything that they didn't like, they'd beat us up and take us to jail. So I said, I know what you mean. We got on stage, there was 30 cops over here at parade rest, and 30 cops over here at parade rest. The captain marching back and forth, watching us, you know. Behind us, 25 plainclothesmen and a guy in trench coat. I don't know if they were plainclothesmen or not, you know. But it's the only concert I ever played was 25 guys who all looked like standing behind me, you know. And we didn't say fuck that night because we weren't feeling masochistic, you know. And so after it was all over with, they thanked us a lot and said we could come back anytime we wanted to. We said, fuck you.
United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business, anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
The difference between what I do on my show and what all the right-wing types do on their shows is very simple. I'm not going to lie to you. That doesn't mean you're going to agree with me about everything or that you're going to like hearing everything I have to say, but I will guarantee you that when I say something on my show, I say it because I mean it and I believe it, and I'm not just saying it to get you riled up and to boost my ratings. No potty mouth, no trash talking, no BS, just the straight truth as I see it, because the lies may sound good for a while, but the truth is there forever. It's not always pleasant, it's not always nice, sometimes it's hard to see through all the crap, but it's there. And that's what you're going to get from me, and that's why you should listen to my show. The Cup of Joe Radio Show, Mondays and Fridays from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time on the Head On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Boxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and I hope that didn't offend anyone's sensitive ears, but I just think it's a great piece of audio, that Country Joe McDonald thing. You know what I mean. No, I don't know what you mean. You know what I mean. Yeah, you could just see it. You could just see it happening. And I can see the image of him up there on stage, you know, 25 plainclothes guys at parade rest. Oh, it's just brilliant. Anyway, just I want to come back to this thing about this the global warming swindle thing. And MediaLens.org has a piece on it called Pure Propaganda, the Great Global Warming Swindle. And after going through all these painful quotes from the film, which are just shocking, they just absolutely misquote all these scientists. And towards the a little way down the page, they have a thing that they just say, deeply deceptive. The film presented viewers with an apparently devastating refutation of the theory of global warming. And they were not picky, esoteric criticisms. Durkin insisted that the world's climate scientists are guilty of the most fundamental error imaginable. Increased atmospheric carbon dioxide is not the cause of higher temperatures, as the experts claim. Quite the reverse. Increasing atmospheric CO2 itself is the result of rising temperature. As evidence for this contention, Durkin argued that global surface temperature dropped dramatically between 1945 and 75, at a time when CO2 emissions were rapidly rising as a result of the post-war economic boom. According to Durkin, if CO2 emissions were responsible for the increasing temperature, then the temperature should not have fallen between 45 and 75. Clearly, then, some factor other than CO2 emissions must have caused the subsequent global temperature rise. But real climate change, an internet site run by climate scientists such as NASA's Dr. Gavin Schmidt and Dr. William Connolly of the British Antarctic Survey, describes Durkin's discussions in the 45-75 period as deeply deceptive, and they have a link. In this section of the film, Durkin focuses heavily on a graph depicting temperature changes. The graph, Real Climate Comments, looks rather odd and may have been carefully selected. It appears to show dramatic cooling between the 40s and the 70s, but try flipping between the film's version of the global temperature record shown on left and the temperature plot of that normally appears in the scientific literature shown on the right on this post. The supposed cooling looks rather less evident in the second graph. But why did the temperature not simply rise in line with the post-war increase in greenhouse gas emissions? In fact, as is well known, the absence of a global rise in temperatures between 45 and 75 is explained by the release of large amounts of industrial pollutants called sulfate aerosols into the atmosphere. These particles have a breaking effect on global warming, known as global dimming. By shielding some of the incoming solar energy, sulfate aerosols mask the underlying warming effect generated by the rising levels of CO2. By the 80s, however, stronger warming had exceeded this masking effect, and global temperature has since continued to rise. As Real Climate notes, by failing to explain the science behind this phenomenon, the program makers were guilty of lying to us by omission. Now, I will go through the pain of watching this thing when it airs here. It's been available on the web, but it had been debunked so badly, I had no interest in watching it. But now that the ABC is planning on airing it, I'm going to watch, and I am going to rip it to shreds, and I am going to let the ABC know. I am also planning on blogging heavily about, on my personal blog, 12th Harmonic, I'm going to blog heavily about the debunking of this thing before it even airs. This debate is too important to allow it to be poisoned by propaganda. It's just, you know, and this is obviously coming from the board and not from the programmers. And as I quoted earlier, in the Sydney Morning Herald piece, that the actual, you know, science journalists at the ABC all think that this is a joke, a really bad joke. However, Tim Flannery, the Australian of the Year, author of The Weathermakers, says, look, go ahead and air it. Discerning and educated viewers will see it for exactly what it is. Absolute, just pile of stinking propaganda. You know, and again, you know, anyone who says, well, you know, we're trying to show both sides of things. Well, when there's countless documentaries and countless news stories every single day about the feedback loops in this environment that are starting to take hold, and then you have this one
piece of work that obviously had decided what their conclusions were going to be, so they found the science to back it up, as opposed to looking at all the science available and coming to real conclusions. It's just like fixing the war intelligence. Same idea. Same nonsense. Drives me nuts. Absolutely crazy. So, anyway, I will be keeping very, very close eye. I have this strange suspicion that if... I'm not sure exactly when they're planning on airing this, but if there's enough time, there may be a pressure to have the thing pulled. Or perhaps the ABC will have to put a disclaimer up saying, we are showing this for balance, however, this documentary has been debunked. Think for yourself. Go check the science. And I will work on compiling a bunch of links for the Australian viewers and for you folks in the United States, because who knows, this is either aired or someone's going to want to air it. You know, this is the kind of thing that I could see, you know, see ABC America airing, saying, we have the definitive climate change thing. You know, screw yourself, Al Gore. And again, it's just a pile of crap. Anyway, folks, a couple of quick program notes. Again, do not miss Mark Levine's show this afternoon. Big interview. And also, do not miss tomorrow Shear's Music. He's going to be taking on the one, the only Jimi Hendrix, and I just find that it's fantastic, and he's picked a great track to sum it up, and I'm going to have to get him to send Agnes a copy of Foxy Lady, because I don't think I have it, just so we can have the intro as a bumper for me. I think it'd be fun, and I think it's one of the only two Jimi Hendrix songs that I know how to play, but that's just completely useless information. So anyway, folks, thanks for being with me again today. Thanks to Agnes for producing the show. It's very nice to have you back, and I'm so glad that you're doing better. Thanks to the mods and our bloggers for everything that they do. Thanks to Scott Berry at B1 Louder for not the music, but for the Country Joe rant and storytelling. And WhiteRoseSociety.org, still working on that fundraiser for this quarter. It's still behind. It's the first time since I've been involved in this that it's ever been behind schedule. So we got to get on that and support Ben. And to the Carpenters for everything that they've done for us to get this network up and running. We appreciate it all so much. And as we say here on Foxed Up, folks, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f-
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish. And sometimes I would rather face not eating, face licking it clean, and admitting when I'm selfish.
You're listening to The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. The body pulled out of the Euphrates River yesterday has been officially identified as U.S. Army Private Joe Anzac. Anzac, along with two other soldiers, were captured during an ambush on an observation post on May 12th. In that attack, four U.S. and an Iraqi soldier were also killed. Coalition forces continue to search Iraqi neighborhoods in search of the remaining missing men. Today is the fourth day of fighting between Lebanese forces and a group of Islamic militants holed up in a Palestinian refugee camp near Tripoli. Beirut says it will not surrender to terrorism and has accused the terrorists of trying to destabilize the country. At least 69 people, including 30 Lebanese troops, 19 militants, and 19 refugees, have been killed. Israeli soldiers early this morning in the West Bank arrested over 30 Hamas officials. The arrests came after the militant Islamists turned down a call from the Palestinian prime minister to stop attacking Israel. The roundup has prompted renewed threats from Hamas. An Iraqi car bomb killed 28 and wounded 52 in Fallujah this morning. The attack occurred during a funeral procession, according to an Iraqi official. Democratic leaders expect to present President Bush with a war funding bill by tomorrow. The House will vote today on the $120 billion war package, which does not include a timetable for troop withdrawal. Three U.S. warships carrying 1,400 sailors and Marines are steaming towards the Philippines. The U.S. forces have been deployed to conduct exercises aimed at rooting out Islamic terrorists in the island nation. In Siberia, a methane gas explosion in a coal mine today killed at least 35 miners and injured another seven. This is the second disaster to hit the remote community in 2 months. Over 100 miners were killed in an accident just last March. The White House is urging visiting Chinese officials to improve the safety of food exported to the U.S. Recent massive recalls on pet food and other goods may